Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get you the grab bag coming up, clip du jour as well. That hit was awesome, Keefe.
It's really legitimately one of the highlights of the year.
And it was,
that was awesome.
And it was a clean hit.
Despite, it was 100% clean.
Despite what they're saying in New York and maybe saying nationally.
That is a wild response. Like, for a football fan to be like, that was a dirty hit.
Yeah. Did you see our pal Mike Cadlick? He tweeted last night, what would people be saying if that was the hit on Drake May?
If Drake May was in bounds, we would be saying, get out of bounds. Or,
I mean, that's just the case in the Buccaneers game.
Okay, that's
or we would say, hey, it's football.
Yeah, that's what we would be saying, you and I.
When Nate Clements killed Tom Brady in that game.
There would be people here in Boston, though, being like,
maybe.
There would be.
I mean, okay, but like, I know for a fact I would not be. So that's all I can base it off of. And if, but Giants fans, you have like a loser franchise right now anyway. They're a bit of a mess. Their quarterback is reckless. He's got talent. You saw some crazy plays. How about that one throw he had where he was like, in the air being held onto by a defensive lineman and still got it to his receiver. So, like, there's talent there. There's some to like. But you know he plays kind of wild, and he was trying to pick up one extra yard. His entire body was in bounds, and he got hit not in the head or the knee. He got hit right in the, like, shoulder pads and chest. It was a perfect hit.
Yeah.
And, like, cry about that one?
I think it was, honestly, it was electric. They had some hits that crossed the line last night. I think the second Ellis hit on Olszewski, where he concussed him, helmet to helmet, that one to me was more borderline. You didn't feel strongly about that either.
I didn't lose my mind about that one, but I if you wanted to die on a hill, it'd be that one.
So I agree. If you wanted to pick a dirty Ellis hit, that's the dirtier one than the one on Dart where he hits him in bounds.
No, it's not even that it's dirtier. Like the first one, there's nothing dirt about it. Like, it's clean. So first one's a clean hit.
No, if you're gonna cry and caterwaul about the Pats being dirty or him being dirty or they're allowed to headhunt, that the Olszewski one's the one to highlight, not the one on Dart.
I mean, I guess they're up in arms about like the Landry one too, and like his Dart was kind of going down. Well, but sometimes if you give yourself up late, like it's also the defender can only do so much.
It's New York, it's covered differently there than a lot of places, even than here. And so, obviously, I think the whole thing was in Jackson Dart's head last night. You saw it. He barely took off. He would scamper around behind the line of scrimmage and, like, run back and forth almost and circle around.
Yeah.
But he was afraid to take off. Not that he ever did it. He did it on the hit where Ellis de-cleated him.
Yeah.
But it was clearly in his head. I think it was in all the Giants players' heads, too, because they way overreacted to the Landry one that you just mentioned. Landry, in real time, I thought, knocked Jackson Dart's block off.
Yeah, yeah.
Dart slid and mostly avoided the contact. And I think if you saw, there was an offensive lineman right in Landry's face, like, shaking him around. And Landry's like, dude, I didn't even hit him. I mean, I think he was saying. He was, like, pleading his case to the old lineman. He's like, I didn't even touch him. He slid. So I think it was in the Giants players' heads. I think it was in Jackson Dart's head. It's such a massive discussion about protecting your quarterback. And we've talked about that here. In fact, Mike Vrabel talked about that when he was asked about the Christian Ellis hits. This is Vrabel yesterday after the game talking about, well, the hit that Ellis laid out on Jackson Dart and also a lesson there for Drake May, if we have it, Nick.
Mike, you've said being aggressive and attacking a couple of times. Does the way, some of the way that Christian Ellis had some of those bigger hits at the beginning of the game, is that something that everybody feeds off of? Is that something that kind of gives you guys a lift?
I think I certainly did. I think our fans did. I think our team did. And again, that's, you know, it's a weekly reminder to the quarterback, our quarterback, You know, I mean, we show them every week. Like, I wouldn't get too cute over there by the sidelines. It happens every week. And so Christian's playing, you know, through the whistle. And as long as the player's in bounds, he's going to try to hit them legally. And then on the kickoff, you know, we take a lot of pride in covering kicks. It was a matchup. They were top five, and they were number five, and we were number six in kickoff. And I expect us to be in the top five, and you know that's what I try to tell our kickoff coverage team. So it was good to see that, the impact that it can make, and you know, turning the ball over as well.
So small takeaway. I do like that he mentioned I challenged them to be top five. He repeated that with Greg. If you missed any of that interview, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. But I like that he said that publicly. I'm sure a lot of coaches say that to their team within the walls of the locker room. I like that he came out and said it publicly. Like, we challenged him to be top five. So I like that. Small takeaway. Big takeaway is the line there about Drake May. Like, hey, this is a lesson for you. You need to be smart. Yeah. As he said to Greg, don't be prancing around on the sidelines because these guys are going to knock your block off. You said this. When we asked Christian Ellis, he's like, hell yes, that is what I want. If I'm a linebacker and I got a chance to take that shot on a quarterback, I want to take that shot. And so there was a lesson in there for Drake May as well.
Yeah, and you can tell Drake May early on, going back to last year and then early this year, it was much more of a conversation. Like, he was taking some big hits. He had to leave a couple games last year. This year he was in the tent, right, for briefly. And you're like, all right, so remember, like, he kept hitting his head on the ground. And we're like, oh, man, like, is this going to be something that kind of follows him around? Because one thing that you have with sort of the new age quarterbacks where they all can essentially run is there's the other side of that. Like, you still have really fast defensive players who can now have the ability to hit you and bring you down in different ways. And Drake May, it seems like, over the last several weeks has really matured in that sense. And I thought it was really on display when you see a quarterback that plays the opposite way on the other side. You know, and if Jackson Dart gets kind of coached up, maybe he'll find that line between when to take the chances, when not to take the chances. Yeah. It sort of limits some of those hits.
We talked about this yesterday in the Monday four-pack.
Yeah.
You're like, who should coach the Giants? And initially we were both like, well, who's the next offensive coordinator from the McVay tree? Dart really probably does need Tomlin.
McCarthy,
maybe even like the McDermott's, like a veteran coach, yeah. Not just like offensive whiz kid. Scheme guru, he needs somebody to coach that out of him to a degree.
Kafka.
Kafka ain't going to do it.
No, maybe not.
Dayball couldn't do it.
No.
So, yeah, he's going to need something like that. But I will say, for all the nanas out there that are terrified of Drake May, and I guess Vrabel's one of them too. He brought it up unprompted, and it was a question about Christian Ellis, and he brought up May. So I guess he's one of these nanas as well, worried about him getting hurt. Like, Joe Burrow couldn't make it out of his rookie year without missing a bunch of starts, tore up his knee. Jackson Dart hasn't made it out of his rookie year. Jaden Daniels did. He missed almost an entire game against Carolina.
Right.
But year two, he couldn't do it. I mean, Drake May didn't start all last year, but Drake May, since he got the job, still has not missed a start.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it's not a ticking time bomb. Doesn't mean it couldn't happen tomorrow. But I don't know. I think there's a chance he's closer to the Josh Allens of the world, who play every single week, never miss a start, as physical as imaginable. And Allen, by the way, got hurt as a rookie. He got hurt like right away, second or third start. So Allen's always out there. He's always playing. He's among the most physical quarterbacks in the league. Like, maybe that's Drake May. For everybody who's worried about Jackson Dart and the lesson there, maybe that's Drake May, because he's made it a lot farther than some of these other quarterbacks have without getting hurt.
No, he definitely has. I feel like they've also found the balance. I mean, he was credited with six carries, but it was a couple of kneel downs, right? So he really had like four kind of carries. Oh, you know what play I really liked? The Patriots had their struggles in short yardage. They had their struggles in the red zone, obviously. Did you see the one? Obviously, you saw it. The one formation, though, that they threw out there, it was like extra tackle and two tight ends to all to the left. And then Drake May ran like a one-man sneak to the right. It wasn't like a tush-push or anything. It was just like a one-man sneak to the right.
Oh, tush-push did not work.
No, but you see, at first, you're like, because the way the camera zoomed in on the offense, you're like, how many tackles is that? How many linemen is that? Oh, God, that's the next one. Oh, and Hooper and Henry, and they're all lined up out there. And it was like a little bit of them was like a misdirection. But I even bring that up to say, like, Vrabel might say certain things, like we got to protect the quarterback, but he's still willing to use his legs. And, like, yesterday wasn't the best example of it, but he'll still run a little bit. They'll dial up a QB sneak if need be. And I think Drake May has done a good job figuring out the balance of, when the play is there to hold on to it, to look downfield, when it's not, you know, honestly, when to take a one-yard sack because it's not the end of the world, when to throw it away, and when to run. Like, I still wouldn't be shocked if the next 4 weeks or maybe even the playoff game, he has, like, a 60-yard running game with, like, a touchdown, and, like, he kind of has to do it.
I thought there was a chance last night was going to be that game where they were down offensive linemen. I thought there was a chance, but they didn't need to. They were up huge. They didn't need to do it last night. And May did get hit once towards the end of the game, but he also had that late slide where he was inbounds. There was one play where going to the ground, he kind of got drilled. But there was one play.
Oh, he did a great job when the Giants were using their timeouts, and he went to the side
and slid and stayed inbounds. And so he has more of that than Jackson Dart may ever get.
Yeah.
I don't know that Jackson Dart's ever going
to
get that.
Yeah, Jackson Dart would have put his head down trying to get through the linebackers.
Meanwhile, can I hear the exchange with Buckley one more time? I found this very amusing. Buck, I don't know if he was trying to fill in the column that was already written or whatever, but he was very,
perhaps
he was very, very, very hung up on if Vrabel made any eye contact or if Vrabel gave him like the finger guns or anything like that after that hit. Here's that exchange.
Your coach referenced the hit the other quarterback got and playing through the whistle, and he intimated that that might have been a subtle reminder to you on certain plays on being careful about being taken down hard. So I guess two quick questions. Did that resonate with you in any fashion? And was there any winking or eye contact from your coach after that play?
No, I think it's something that's been across the league that showed up with quarterbacks near the boundary or near the sideline, just kind of relaxing. And I think I learned last year the Chargers, I had one of that same sideline over there. I got smacked on the sideline. So just be smart and know you almost got to accelerate or get down or do something over there. But I think, Jackson, he makes some good plays with his feet, so he's tough to handle.
Your coach didn't look at you and give you one of these or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't think you needed it.
No.
I don't think you need to. You heard the hit from the sideline, so I think everybody in the stadium knew.
The wink? Did like a knowing glance?
No,
perhaps
nothing.
Like a finger guns? Nothing like that? He didn't do any of that to you?
No.
He knew one of these?
He's like,
yeah, he knew one of those to you?
Drake's like, I'm trying to be nice. No, none of that happened.
Are you sure, though?
Okay, I can look at the tape. I'll go back and look at it.
I'll go back and break it down.
I swear
there was a wink in there.
He did not. I'm trying to tell you nicely. He did not.
Like, okay. All right. I guess I take your word for it.
Fair enough.
Real quick, there are a ton of the McDaniels mafia out there, right? And I kind of scoffed at a clip Bedard gave us last week, or he had on CLNS that we played last week, where he's like, well, you're down two offensive linemen, but Josh McDaniels is going to make up for that. I'm like, yeah, of course. It's all about McDaniels.
Yeah.
So if they suck, I'm going to hear about how McDaniels sucked, right? Greg and the rest of the McDaniels mafia? Well, in fairness, I'll be fair. I think McDaniels did a pretty good job of scheming around that yesterday. And it was the Giants, who are a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good pass rush, although they willingly benched one of them last night in Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
According to Next Gen Stats, this is from Phil Perry, Drake May got rid of the ball an average of 2.57 seconds. It's the quickest release this season. That helped him keep the Giants pass rushers away from him for much of the game. They also did decent on the ground. Maybe that helped with Ramondre Stevenson back. I wasn't sure they'd be able to run it against the Giants. Giants are a bad run defense, but the Patriots have been a bad rushing team with Campbell and Wilson. I didn't think they would, and there was a clear game plan for Drake May to get the ball out quick. Credit to Josh McDaniels. He schemed around the injuries, and he was able to do that. You're going to need to do it against Buffalo. You're going to need to do it against Baltimore, but last night he did that. He deserves credit for that.
Yeah, he does, but he also needs to figure out this red zone. You know, as much as we were harping on the defense early in the season for most of the season for those opening drives, like the offense has been sputtering in the red zone. And so at the end of the game, you look up and you're like,
they were 1-for-5 last night.
Yeah. But like,
because the Williams one was outside the red zone. Yeah.
Right. And it's also not like, oh, you got to the 19 yard line, couldn't do anything, and then you had to punt. Like they got down to the 4 on the first drive of the game. And so you're settling for field goals, and against the Giants, no problem. Like, okay. Later in the year, maybe even again when you play the Jets again, you could win that game 12-6, right? If you need, like, just kick field goals. But you feel like that's going to have to improve. And I just wonder, like, they're running out of chances to really get that going.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Dave in Auburn, waiting very patiently on the Drake May nicknames. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, fellas, thank you so much for having me on. I actually have a few. One, I thought the Mayflower would be good because he's bringing a new age to the Patriots team. The maestro, as we discussed. I did text in.
Oh, that was you.
Oh, very good.
Oh, great text, Dave.
Yeah, that was me, guys. Just for the Seinfeld reference, Mania, like, he's a maniac. Oh. You know, that's pretty cool.
Mamma Mia.
Maestrodonis. Yes.
Maestrodonis. Okay.
Like, I mean,
we're running out of steam here, Dave. You got any more?
We're under the stars.
Yeah. No doubt.
Thank you, guys. I mean, that's four. That's all I can ask from you guys, and thank you so much.
Well, no, Dave, right. good stuff.
Maestro still the top.
Yeah, I'd say out of all of those, stick with Maestro, but yeah.
I think the fans would be the maniacs.
They're the maniacs.
They'd be the maniac. He wouldn't be a maniac himself, we're all maniacs.
They're crazy for him.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's all right. We're all around.
Conductor is not the worst that I've heard.
Conductor's not that bad.
And Maestro is a good spinoff of that. Johnny is in Brooklyn on Vrabel. Hello, Johnny.
Hey. Are we big on the NSYNC, it's going to be May? Like, can we break that out for every time and again?
Sure, that's fine. Yeah, okay. You could.
Thank you. I like a theme song. So on Vrabel, yesterday he had his congratulatory speech to the players after the game. I don't know if you saw it. You might have talked about it earlier. I'm sorry.
We did.
But he starts out by saying, so forgive me, Ellis lights out. And I was wondering if that was a little bit of a glorification of him knocking out Olszewski, which, from a mamby-pamby standpoint, I thought it was a little much. What do you think?
Well, it probably was. I didn't really think much of it, but he did say
Ellis
that.
Ellis lights out, one clap.
Ellis lights out, one clap.
I would have given it a clap.
I mean, I wouldn't go full bounty gate on that. I don't think he was like, hey, you're going to get a little extra for that.
I liked the nasty attitude last night. You know, Jalen Hawkins had one personal foul where I'm like, got to be honest, don't care. I don't care that they got 15 yards. They scored on the next play. I don't care. Knock the crap out of them. And
but it feels like this is one where a lot of people.
Probably was a little glorification of that, but I'll give it a clap.
Sure, I'll give it a clap.
One clap. Christian Ellis, yeah.
A lot of people have, we did it earlier. I think we kind of nailed it. But I just feel like, people talk about football sort of both ends of their mouth, right? Where it's like, oh, they're taking away all the hits. Like, it used to be football. And then now you get some big hits, and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. Did he glorify violence? Probably, grow up, is what I – probably a little bit of glorified violence there. Yeah.
It's strange.
Now, was it the brightest for the social media team to put out? Maybe that's not the brightest thing in the world.
Who's
it's going
to
get Vrabel in trouble. But do I care? No, no, I do not. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line here for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ball. We'll get you the clip du jour coming up. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag. Strawberry ice cream, one spoon for two, and trading
grab a bag.
Laughing about how small it looks on you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Celtics in action tonight at the Garden. Big game taking on the New York Knicks, 8 o'clock. It's an NBC Peacock game. This is where they do the doubleheaders at 8 and 11. So the Thunder Warriors play at 11 tonight if you want to watch the 20-1 Oklahoma City Thunder.
And they've played basically the whole, I think Jalen Williams just came back. They basically played the whole year without Williams, who was incredible in the finals last year.
And one.
Yeah, they're a great example. And the Celtics, we asked this about Terp, we asked this to Terp a few weeks back, and I went back and looked at the Celtics' start. They started a lot better than I remembered last year. They weren't 20-1.
No, but they had a good start.
They did start a lot better than I had remembered. They're going to be a great example all year. For like when Missoula's like, what do you expect us to do? Win more games and like go back to back? I'm like, yeah, that's what I expected you to do. That's what I expect this team to do. And that's how they're doing it. But for the Celtics, they're in this 4-game stretch right now. They've already won 2 out of 3. We wanted them to go 2-2. I'm not going to say they have to win this game against New York, but
no, they don't have to.
You want to alter your view of them. They're at home. They've been playing well. They just won shorthanded. So yeah, get another win. Get greedy in this 4-game stretch. And then maybe that's the turning point for your year.
They are a 1.5 favorite.
Oh.
Against the Knicks.
Maybe we do. Maybe we should expect a win.
Derek White and Nemus Kata are both available tonight.
Excellent.
So that's good. So they should be more full strength here tonight against the New York Knicks.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Boston Bruins also in action tonight.
Doubleheader.
How do you like this? Oh, so wow. Starting 1 hour earlier, 7 o'clock, Bees are on the road against the Red Wings. Vegas is saying it's going to be a Detroit win as Boston is plus 164 on the money line. If you're feeling good about the Bees and the league's leading goal scorer, Morgan Geeky.
I missed the morning skate today, so I don't know who's first off the ice.
Yeah.
But... it's probably a Swayman game. They've been doing Swayman, Corpy, Swayman, right. Swayman, Corpy. But the last game against Detroit was Swayman and a nice win.
Yep.
So let's see if they can keep that rolling.
Right. Yo. Cut it. So. Grab bag. Grab.
All right, Jones, we are down to just 1 week left in the fantasy football season. A lot on the line.
Regular season.
Yeah, the regular season.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Our league in the Jones and Keefe League is shaping up. You, Scheim, Fitzy, and Dan Ball have all clinched spots. Who's been eliminated? I think Brian's been eliminated.
Oh,
and
I have maybe, also been eliminated.
And Nick has been eliminated. What's Stitz and Ted?
Oh, I don't think so.
That
division's live over there.
My team somehow, some way, mathematically is alive. I don't know how or why. Me and Billy are both fighting for maybe a last playoff spot here.
All right, what was your question? Who's eliminated? Who's in?
Yeah, well, I know who's in.
Eliminated teams are Nick and Brian, and somehow that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot to play for. The other division is trash.
It's a bad division.
Everybody's like below 500. Our division is like a murderer's row.
It's true.
But help the people out, Jones. You have a fantasy football pickup for everybody.
Well, you could make like the Cheetah in the WEEI League, which is we're in the Glenn Ordway division, of course, the much more challenging of the two divisions compared to the Dale Arnold division. You could make like me and already own Kyle Monongai or go out there and get him after his performance on Black Friday. He's owned in a lot of leagues. If he's out there, go get him. Let me do one for teams that are feeling comfortable about their playoff spots and looking forward to the fantasy playoffs. Go grab Mike Evans. He's maybe going to start practicing this week. He got dropped in a ton of leagues. Go get Mike Evans.
Also, Chris Rodriguez, the running back for the Commanders.
Also, Chris
they
Rodriguez.
Have one of the easiest rushing schedules in the league the rest of the season.
Running back for the Commanders, says Nick. Wow. That is the pickup of the week. Pickups of the week brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. That is Cars with a K.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Another baseball signing. The New York Mets have signed former Yankee reliever Devin Williams. 3 years, $51 million.
That's a weird one.
Didn't he suck last year?
He was terrible.
Eeks.
He was pitching like the seventh inning.
That's a horrible signing.
So I think so, too. And the one, maybe you'd say, well, he was really good in a smaller market, so get him out of New York.
Yeah, well,
and he'll pitch better. I understand the Mets have less eyeballs on him than the Yankees, but
I don't feel
like that's going to work. You have a choice between bringing back Edwin Diaz or bringing in this guy when
I'm
you bring back Diaz.
Back Edwin Diaz.
Was he the Rolaids? Well, not the Rolaids. Really,
a couple years ago, he was the Rolaids man. I think
Devin Williams had a 4.79 last year.
Yeah, get out of here!
Hell,
no thanks.
I did see one of the Enoceras, I think it is, like one of the analytics guys in baseball. He's like, this is why you don't pay attention to ERA. Baseball teams don't. Neither should you.
ERA is like a big stat. Yeah, still, I mean, I think
he stunk it up last year. What do you want?
That's a terrible signing. Yeah. Good news, Boston College Eagles football fans. Bill O'Brien isn't going anywhere, and the school also announced they're going to have more of a financial commitment to the team. So they're keeping Bill O'Brien, and they're going to spend more money on one of the worst teams in college football.
Now, more doesn't mean it'll be a competitive budget.
No.
At least the ACC is bad.
The ACC is bad.
This is true.
It's real bad, and they are bringing it down.
O'Brien back.
Bill O'Brien back. And also, you were telling me there's a story out of North Carolina that Bill Belichick back as well.
Yeah, well, I have the headline here. Report, UNC committed to Belichick for at least another year.
Okay.
The report is from Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina.
Oh, Greg Barnes.
It says for at least another year, which I guess means he's not going to the NFL. But okay, he'll be back for one more year, according to one guy at Inside Carolina. Mm. I'll believe that when I see it, but that's the reporting, yes.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
All right. Danilo Gallinari, one of everybody's favorites, has announced his retirement. So Danilo Gallinari retiring from the NBA.
I was surprised to see this. I guess where has he been? I guess I didn't know. Maybe I thought he had already been retired, but I always liked the Rooster. Good player.
You like the Rooster?
Yeah, I liked him when
he was here. He came in as the sixth pick in the 2008 NBA draft. Was never an all-star, but I believe the story goes he was the Kardashians' first choice over Chris Humphries.
In fact, I think I've heard you say
this
before.
Yeah, I think that's one of my wag nuggets that I have.
Wag nugget.
Because I think he was with the Knicks, and they wanted somebody in the New York market.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, he's a tall dreamboat. And then so they're like, hey, do you want to marry my daughter? And he's like, no, I don't.
He's like, I'm good. So they went to Chris
Humphries. I'm probably fine. Yeah. So then they went to Chris Humphries. He's like, yes, I will.
Yeah, sure.
He's like, how long? And they're like, not long, don't worry.
Yeah, good move.
It'll be pretty quick. Yeah.
I'm a genie in a grab bag, baby. Come on and let me out.
All right, very exciting. Tonight, a double dork podcast. We have at 8:45, The Chair Company is in the books. All 8 episodes of The Chair Company is over. And one of the stars of The Chair Company, Gary Tangway, is going to join us.
Was that him in that shocking ending to one of the episodes?
No, not that one.
It was Body Double.
Somebody else in the finale okay. ending. But yeah, he was in a couple episodes of The Chair Company, so he's going to join us at 8:45.
And then after the movie with George Murazan.
Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of that. Don't worry.
Tell him where I put George Murazan.
Yeah, number two giant.
Yeah, number two giant.
Oh, he's
my giant.
He is one of your giants.
Yeah, he wasn't on your list.
Was that the movie that Tangway was in?
Oh,
I don't think Murazan is in a lot of movies.
Well, he wasn't just the ultimate jock.
No, he wasn't.
Kind of your side of the street.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
He'd block a shot. He'd get into the paint. He'd send you
he
packing.
He was the 95-96 most improved player, Keith.
He was super improved.
He could play.
He was terrible the year before. That's what they don't tell you about the most improved.
Yeah.
But then after that, we are going to do the Stranger Things Season 5, Volume 1. reaction. So they're releasing their, we talked about the release schedule, 4 episodes on Thanksgiving, 3 on Christmas, 1 on New Year's Eve. So we're going to talk about the first 4, spoiler-free to start, and then full spoiler full after that. Very excited.
That's the Grab Bag.
We'll decide your fate.
I am the Grab Bag.
Not yet.
All right, one of our favorite segments within a segment. Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
Yes.
Must have.
A lot.
Okay, good. A lot. He certainly has. A lot of them are in responses to like questions about Donald Trump, so I'll sort of skip some of those.
Oh, we don't want to get political.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so then there's one from literally an account called Parody Elon Musk. It says...
It says right there in the name.
Yeah, it says right there.
All right, did it flummox Bob?
Well, I'll ask you. The tweet is, how many locks are open? And then there's like a meme.
7!
Says how many locks are open. And then it's just, looks like 10 maybe by 7.
Okay.
So what would that be? 70 locks, it looks like. And then they're just like locks across, like emoji locks.
Sure.
And then like
a bike lock.
Yeah, so how many locks are open?
Yeah.
And Bob responded, 1, bottom line, is this supposed to be hard?
Do you agree with
he's wrong.
Do you agree with his answer?
That's what my ex-wife said. you think there's 2? Oh, there is
yeah,
2.
There is.
Oh, he didn't even get that one. Good. He didn't even get it right. Oh. He's insulting the question, and then he's not even right.
Row 3, column 9, and then, yeah, that last one.
Yeah, people did respond to him. They're like, Bob, you missed one, Bob, you missed one. All right, so then that girl that goes by the name Tokyo, once again, has a really important question.
Oh, she's bit.
Jones, are you ready for these?
Yeah.
How many of these have you done?
Okay.
It's one of these classic keepsakes. All right, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
This is 50 questions.
50?
Yes, just yes or no it if you could.
Yeah.
Been married.
Yes.
Been divorced.
No.
Fallen in love.
Yes.
Skipped school.
No.
Had a child.
Yes.
Rode in an ambulance.
Yes.
Been to Hawaii.
No.
Been to Paris.
No.
Been to Vegas?
No.
Been to Canada?
Yes.
Been to Australia?
No.
Been to Italy?
No.
Visited Mexico?
Yes.
Swam in the Pacific?
Yes.
Swam in the Caribbean?
Yes.
Swam in the Atlantic?
Yes.
Been to New Zealand?
No.
Been to Tahiti?
No.
Flown in a helicopter?
No.
Been on a cruise?
No.
Gone camping?
Yes.
Served on a jury?
No. I've had jury duty. Never served on a jury.
Danced in the rain?
Probably. Yeah. Sure.
You danced in the rain?
It rained at my wedding. I think I danced in the rain.
Oh, how about that?
It was a real hazy night, but I did some dancing in the rain, yeah.
Been to California.
Yes.
Been to New York.
Yes.
Sang karaoke.
Yeah.
Been on TV.
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
How about that?
Had a grandchild.
No.
Had a pet.
That was a yes for Bob.
yes. Been downhill skiing.
Yes.
Been water skiing.
Yes, but not well.
Rode on a motorcycle.
No.
Jumped out of a plane.
That was for Davey. Jumped out of a plane. No.
Been to a drive-in movie.
Yes.
Rode an elephant.
No.
Rode a horse.
No.
Donated blood.
Yes.
Got a piercing.
No.
Where? Got a tattoo.
No.
Driven a stick shift vehicle.
There's a lot of overlaps on these. No, I can't drive a stick.
Been scuba diving.
No.
Lived on your own.
No.
Been in a limousine.
Yes.
Got a speeding ticket.
Yes.
Broken a bone.
Yes.
Had stitches.
Yes.
Traveled alone.
No.
Graduated from university.
Yes.
Retired.
Brag. No.
Owned a company.
No.
29 for Bob.
29 for Bob.
Yeah, he went through all that.
25 for Jones.
I think he got good tally. We haven't been doing a lot of tally.
Bob Ryan greater than Adam Jones. So there you go. And then it's just a lot of other political tweets, it seems like.
Okay, good.
Yeah, kind of doing that thing.
Good.
Wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven,
Grab Bag.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Jones, was it Kawhi Leonard?
No.
36 points, 7 boards.
Good night.
Was it Nikola? Was it Nikola Jokic?
Yes.
Amazing.
29 points, 20 rebounds, 13 assists.
Honestly, kind of a down night for him.
Was it Desmond Bain?
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag.
Could be. 37.6 boards, 5 assists. Was it Donovan Mitchell? 43 points, 9 boards, 6 assists. Mm. Or was it Alperen Sengun? 31, 8, and 14 for the big fella.
They lost. Okay. Cleveland won. Let's go with Bane.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a right-handed starting pitcher.
Were you in here earlier, Nick, when he was bragging about this? He's like, oh, I got a good one.
Yeah, that I heard him say. We might have already had this one before.
Yeah. So I'm covering my bases here. Yeah. There's a chance we've had this player before.
He doesn't normally do this, though. He was bragging good about it. He has a really good one today. Okay.
Well, I came up with it ahead of time, too, which I was excited about.
That's also rare. Yeah.
So that was a thrill. All right, this is a right-handed pitcher who, when asked, would dig in from the right side.
Okay.
14 years. Most of his time spent with Cincinnati.
Okay.
Also pitched for A's, Braves, Dodgers, Phillies, Padres, Mariners, Mets. Kind of had a hard time sticking with a club after his
Jose Rio.
Stint there. Not Jose Rio.
Matt Latos.
Who?
Not Matt Latos. Matt the Cat Latos.
Yep.
Or Dallas Latos.
Years?
2002 to 2015. No time All-Star, however, in 2007 was fourth in the Cy Young vote.
Oh. Not Mike Leake. We've had Mike Leake. Mike Leake?
Not Mike Leake.
We've had Mike Leake recently.
$60 million earned in his purse.
Homer Bailey.
Not Homer Bailey. Great guess, Homer
Bailey. Thank you. Some of these guys might be lefties. I'm just trying to think of Reds pitchers.
He's a righty. He led the league in wins in 06. Led the league in losses in 08. Sort of the duality of man.
Not Johnny Cueto.
Not Cueto. Twitch has it.
They got it. Narcan
and text has it.
Arcan text. Arcan did not text.
These are good guesses, though.
Is it that Aaron Harang?
He got it.
Oh. Wouldn't have got that.
Aaron Harang.
Has not had him before.
Good one. Yeah, no, that's first time. That's the first time.
Also?
First timers club.
Hoss of the Week nominee.
Oh, is he that?
6'7", 260.
Wow.
Aaron Harang.
How many soda cans?
Yeah. Big dude. Big dude.
Yeah. Okay, Aaron Harang.
Is that not a stat line yet for that?
No, I'm updating the reference page.
That's Baseball Reference 2.0. I think they'll have that. There you go, random ball player each and every day.
Drafted by the Red Sox in 96.
Aaron Harang?
Yeah, but then he went to college, I think, and then they got drafted later by the Rangers.
Okay.
Good guesses, though. Edison Volquez is a good guess. Homer Bailey was a good one. Johnny Cueto.
You said Edson Volquez? That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good guess.
Yeah, Tim Hudson.
But some of those guys might have grabbed an all-star team. Aaron Harang never did.
Well,
should have.
The bias against the bigger man, I think. that's what that was. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoon. Check out her. Yeah, got Fitz. Yeah, got Paul. Here on a Patriots Monday. On a Tuesday, they'll talk to Drake May. Later on the program, Marcus Jones as well. So stay tuned for it, and we'll get you the clip.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DeJour next.
Back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Before we get to the clip DeJour Jones, smashing some food right now.
Yeah,
some delicious, delicious food. I had like a Philly cheesesteak egg roll.
Oh, yeah.
I got some different types of chicken going on right now. There's a big old cake.
I think.
That I said I would wait till after the show, sort of a reward treat to myself, and we just lost Hart. Hart's gone.
No, Hart's running out.
There's giant chocolate cake.
Did you happen to see Terp down there getting food?
Yeah.
I'm guessing yes, because he left Twitch on the whole break. They were watching you munch during the break on that. But the food is from Burton's Grill and Bar. It looks fantastic. It smells wonderful.
Thank you.
Which is now offering catering for all your office parties, big family dinners, and all your holiday hosting needs. Just like in their restaurants, every dish on the catering menu is prepared from scratch with wholesome premium ingredients. What'd you like so far?
I like the Philly cheesesteak egg rolls very much.
Okay.
And I'm going to go, like I said, dive into that cake. There's some pasta I'm going to go get to.
Hart's already back. Burton's catering menu, offering American classics for receptions, lunches, and course dinners with lots of gluten-free options and allergy-friendly options as well, available for takeout and white glove delivery. How about that?
Ooh,
info at burtonsgrill.com with 8 locations in the greater Boston area. Again, burtonsgrill.com. Inquire about that white glove delivery.
Absolutely.
I would want to know about that.
You ready for the clip du jour?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour
again? I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And what a day to have hard-hitting Christian Ellis on the program.
Perfect.
For a linebacker, is that the best scenario? Is a quarterback running on the sideline and not getting out of bounds? And
then, it is.
It has to be, right? Like, because that is not like chasing a guy in the pocket or whatever else. Or, you know, you have to be worried about hitting him too low or too high because there's flags all over the place. But, like, that has to be like a dog and a bone.
Yeah, yeah. The moment I saw him tiptoeing and I knew he was considered a runner at that point. And so it was like, you know, as defense players, that's where we lick our chops. We're ready to go. We're any opportunity where we can hit the quarterback legally and in play, we're going to do it.
You know, I didn't go down this road, but Hart, you might be able to speak to this. Because this even applies to the high school heroes out there, Jones.
Yeah.
Like, if you hit a home run, like, you don't even really, like, feel it. Like, the way the ball flies off the bat, it's like you don't feel anything. I feel like when you smash into somebody exactly the right way, it's the same thing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Like, I bet Ellis was just like, that was amazing. Like, the Gunnar Olszewski one, he probably had a little headache from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He felt that one. No, that one was
Were you the hammer or the nail?
Yeah. That one kind of hurt. But, like, I bet it's, like, the greatest feeling in the world. I can't even really describe it because it's, like, there is no feeling to it. It's just, like, you went through and launched another guy. Another full-grown man launched him, like, several feet. That had to be the best thing that Ellis has had feeling in a while.
I just love that answer. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You had this long question. He's like, you can stop talking. The answer is yes. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And the answer is absolutely yes.
It's the best scenario possible. Yeah.
How about the Patriots Monday lineup here on a Tuesday, though? We got Christian Ellis.
Seriously.
You got the leading receiver, Hunter Henry.
Mm-hmm.
You got Drake May, who's now the MVP of the National Football League. And you got the best punt returner in the history of football, Marcus Jones.
Okay, well, maybe you just answered the question. Is that a statistical answer, or you get one punt returner in a big game? We asked this to Curran earlier. Brown.
Now Hart's going to knock himself down a little bit.
Brown, Edelman, or Marcus Jones?
Oh, Marcus Jones.
Okay.
I thought I had to include Devin Hester.
No, we're doing Patriots.
No, we're just doing Patriots.
Because
yeah,
I think you can have a conversation about Devin Hester. I think he's in that conversation. He's the best that's ever done it for the Patriots. Absolutely the best. He can do more with less than those other guys can. Brown or Edelman. They were good.
He was a home run hitter every time.
They've also done it in big games. He hasn't yet. That's not his fault, but he hasn't yet.
He will.
He just has
his career wasn't more, exactly big games.
I was gonna say, once he gets more returns.
Well, in a related story, Marcus Jones will be on the show today.
Yes, 3:30. We'll talk to Marcus Jones. Yeah. I will say real quick about those other guys. They had the knack for the 20-yard punt return that would jumpstart a scoring drive to end a game,
Definitely.
End a half. We haven't seen that as much from him.
Marcus Jones will just house it. Yeah,
right. He goes all the way. I do want to ask him, though, the first thing I thought of there is the old rule was put your heels on the 10. If it goes over your head, don't return it. So he returns it at the 6, and it's like, those rules are stupid.
Yeah,
I'm just
like
going to go
rules,
94 yards.
It's probably more he sees where they are, because Vrabel talked about how like the gunners had it blocked up.
Right.
So it's more like how close is the next closest guy than the – I'm with you. It used to be the old rule. Just sit there. If it goes over your head, you hope that it bounces in the end zone.
But also he's better than that. It's like Ellis Hobbs had a 109-yard kick return. You're not supposed to return it from 9 yards deep in the end zone.
Well, he had a feeling.
But if you're confident, whatever. I also want
to
ask
Stupid Giants just kept kicking to him.
Yes.
That was awesome.
And teams have actually done a decent job. We talked to him last week about the fact that they're kicking higher, they're getting more hang time, some angles, doing some different things. Well, the Giants didn't.
No.
Right out of
And you could argue that changed the entirety of the game. I think the two biggest plays in that game were his punt return and whatever the hell Koo was doing shaving points.
That was wild. Kicking the ground.
Like, I've never seen anything like that.
He didn't even hit the ball.
And my favorite part of it was
his field goal. No one's seen anything like that. That's never
happened. The Patriots edge rusher, 22, I think, fell for the old fake ball trick.
He's
looking up to see where the ball went, and then he looks back. He's like, why is the ball still down in the holder's
That's
hands?
What Vrabel even said. He's like, I thought it was a fake at first.
It was unreal. Never seen anything like it. Never seen it. He's fireable. Get rid of him.
You probably have to.
Yeah. He's shaving points. Class A is like, something going on here.
Look at this guy. I meant to double check this. Is Cam Acord their special teams guy?
I saw that making the rounds. I didn't think he was. Maybe he's the assistant.
We got a. I meant to follow up on that. I never double checked, but we got a text about that.
I think he's the assistant. If anything,
it looks like he's got a role in their special teams based on what we saw here.
Head coach.
He's got.
He looks like a goob.
He does.
The hat, the headset,
he
the
doesn't
eyebrows,
use the headset. Right?
No, he's like Elmer Fudd calling plays. No surprise you lose.
We'll stay tuned.
Yeah, so stick around. Drake May in the first hour. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Late night, 3:30. Marcus Jones, 4:30. Fingers crossed. Mark Schlereth. So
all right,
lots of opinions today on the show.
You guys are giving away footballs too, right?
And we are giving away yet another football from the QB under the tree. We started off yesterday with Drake May.
Oh, good start.
I mean, if that's your first gift, like right out the gates, this should be a fun contest.
Yeah, okay. We'll stay tuned for all that on WEEI Afternoons. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant, online exclusive this Monday and Tuesday. Cyber Monday double bonus. For every $25 you purchase, you receive two $5 bonus cards, valid online at 99restaurants.com. We are back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Would You Rather Wednesday. Hashtag Dork Minute. Pure Hoops with Terp. We'll talk to you at 10 tomorrow on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.